On Ted Hayes Remembers today, I'm going to be talking with old friend Ben Lipke. In the spring of 1964, Ben, then 43 years old, came to Knox with a feeling that a new modern grocery store would prove to be a huge success. That grocery store is known as Five Star.
Well, Ted, one of the big things, I was the manager of the LaPorte store from 1959 on, and we got a lot of people coming up from the Knox area to cash checks and buy groceries on weekends, which made me think that maybe they needed a store here of our caliber. And we came down and looked around, and we decided, pretty much on my advice, that my partner, Art, we decided to come down and open the store, which is now Smith's Farm Store. And it went from there. We stayed there 10 years, and then we opened the Knox Mall in 1973.
Five Star was at one time in 7 locations. Ben Lipke said, in his opinion, this was the best one of the bunch.
In the long run, Knox turned out to be the best one of the bunch. The rest of them were all gone, and we're still here.
The grocery business was and is very competitive, and as a small chain, Five Star had to be known for something special. That was, and is, meat products.
The grocery business has never been an easy business. It's very competitive, and of course, when you're a small store like we were, compared to some of the big chains who had much greater buying power than we did, it was tough. We had to be competitive. We built our business mainly, and it still is, on our meat department. We have a fine meat department, always did have. In fact, we were one of the only stores at that time. We had signs up in our store that if you bought meat at Five Star and you weren't happy with it, we would double your money back. And very rarely did anybody ever take advantage of that. I can't remember a time. There probably were a few times, I'm sure, that it happened. But that's something that I never saw in any other store.
To have a great meat department, you have to have a great butcher. And Five Star has Jake, the jovial butcher. Well, Jake Simic has been here for a long time, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Yes, he's a good boy.
You know something else that surprised me? There are a lot of employees still at Five Star with over 30 years.
Yes, it amazes me. I've been gone for 24 years almost from Five Star as a partner. And I go back in, and I still see people in there that I hired, which is quite surprising in the grocery business. It doesn't happen too often.
Coming to Knox with Ben was Rod Tarnow, who recently retired, and the voice of Five Star through the years, Rick Rabb, came later. Ben remembers the day he hired Rick.
Oh, I certainly do. In fact, Rick will kill me for telling this story on him. When he drove in the parking lot, that he was driving an old Volkswagen. It had three different colored sides on it. I'd never seen one quite like that before.
One of Ben Lipke's luckiest days was when, through his affiliation with the Lions Club, he met the Weiss brothers.
I met Sid and Art Weiss, who were the owners of the original Five Stars. And I went to work for them in 1955. And then in 56, we built the store in East Gary. And in 1960, the day I lost my father to cancer, I woke up that morning and was called by the fire department in East Gary saying that our store in East Gary was on fire. It was quite a shock to me. And we went from there, and then we opened the store in LaPorte in November of 59.
It's been told before, but Ben remembers how Five Star came by its name.
If you remember, during World War II, people had stars in their windows depicting how many children they had in service. The Weiss family had 5 of their kids in service at that time, and that's where the name Five Star came from.
Five Star has been good for Knox, and a lot of it is because of the early management under the steady hand of Ben Lipke. The Five Star store has been good for Knox and good for Ben Lipke, too, hasn't it?
Oh, very. That was the biggest boon in my life when Art offered me a partnership. I was so pleased and so happy. And I think I lived up to the work I was given. And this store, among all our stores over the time, has proven to be the best one of the bunch, and it still is as far as I'm concerned.
I want to thank Ben Lipke for coming in with me today to talk about Five Star.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Ted. I'm glad to be here, and certainly have been glad over the years to have been a part of this community. It's a wonderful community. When I look around and see what happens in other communities, I'm so glad I came back here. I went to California for 5 years after I retired, but I came back, and I certainly am glad.
We are, too. Thanks again to Ben Lipke.
I hope you enjoyed the program and will join me next week for another edition of Ted Hayes Remembers. Have yourself a great weekend.